Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. General Flynn's new attorney, the brilliant Sidney Powell, is on the prowl for truth. And the facts will not only exonerate General Flynn, but prove that the British played a role in the attempted coup against our president. And we're going to discuss this with my next guest. For my new listeners, Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, USAF retired, was the former Assistant Vice Chief of the USAF and Director of the Defense Performance Review, reporting directly to SecDef and the Vice President when he retired after 35 years active duty in 1994. His many positions in his 35-year military career include 4 tours in Vietnam, Commander of Alaskan Air Command, Alaska NORAD Region, and Alaskan Command. He's a frequent military analyst on TV and national radio, including the Fox News Channel, and he's a member of the Citizens Commission on National Security. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to General Thomas McInerney. Welcome back, Tom.
Great to be back with you, Audrey. Thanks for having me.
Always great to have you with us, and I can't wait to get into this topic. Things have taken a stunning turn regarding General Flynn via his new counsel, Sidney Powell. And as I mentioned in the intro, she filed a motion for documents that will exonerate the general, but also reveal that the Brits were actually spying on the president. Could you expound on that for us?
Yes, I can, and that's extremely important. What we're going to be talking about, as you so well indicated in your opening remarks, is the case against General Flynn and with his new attorney, Sidney Powell, who has done a brilliant job with General Flynn in compiling the right questions. There are 40 of them that she has put out and that they've sent to the government. But it, bottom line for all our listeners is the Obama administration illegally spied on General Flynn and were working in concert with Fusion GPS to against the Trump campaign and the Trump administration. This was illegal, Audrey. And so she lays out for us 40 questions of documents that she wants. And it's brilliant. First of all, let's start with the British Embassy, who played a major role in having been the air attaché in London for 3 different ambassadors many years ago. I'm intimately familiar with that relationship. It is a very important relationship, but it was politicized. The Obama administration politicized that relationship such that the Brits were sending back information to the intelligence community that indicated false information against General Flynn as well as the Trump campaign. The famous Russian dossier that Christopher Steele created in his own mind. And just before the president took over, President Trump took over, the Brits delivered a letter to the British embassy that said that, and it went to Susan Rice, that Christopher Steele did not have any credibility and declared him untrustworthy. Now, the reason this is important, because this information that Steele was passing was what the basis for the FISA warrants, the Foreign Intelligence Securities Act warrants that allowed them to spy on 2 members, George Papadopoulos and Page, during the campaign. So they were now using U.S. and international intelligence agencies to spy on the Trump campaign. And then when they lost the election, because they knew that Hillary was going to win and nobody would know the difference, except Hillary didn't win.
Right.
And the riskiness as this particular case is, having been in the intelligence business and part of my Air Force career, Audrey, is their fingerprints all over actions that you take when you're dealing with intelligence. When you read special intelligence, you have to sign for it. So there's a lot of fingerprints there that it just doesn't happen and is buried in the bureaucracy. So that was a major step forward. And I think Sydney wants that letter. She wants all that evidence,
right,
so she can look at it and present it. They have not presented this to General Flynn.
Right.
She also wants the 302s, those are the FBI documents, that were Sally Yates, who was the Deputy Attorney General until President Trump fired her. And so all that documentation that they had on General Flynn before, because our listeners must remember, it was 2 days after the Trump administration inauguration that the FBI made the call on General Flynn, and they violated all protocol. McCabe said to Flynn that, don't worry, this is not a investigation. You don't need a lawyer or anything.
Hmm.
And so they set him up. They set up the administration. Now, you can say they did a brilliant job on setting this up. There's no question they corrupted the system and they made it to their advantage. But they clearly were creating information against General Flynn that wasn't true. And so she's asked all these documents to be presented to her.
Right.
Now, this is a bombshell. We know, for instance, that Nellie Orr, Bruce Orr's husband, was passing information from Fusion GPS, her employer,
right,
to the FBI. And this was created information. This information, of course, was backed up and contained lots of memos and correspondence from names that we've heard, like Stephen Halper. It goes back as far as 2014, and Sydney is asking for all this data. There's Svetlana Lokova, and Mr. Richard Dearlove, who was MI6,
right.
Professor Christopher Andrew, connected with MI5, and the compensation that Stephen Halper was getting through the Department of Defense, the Office of Net Assessment. And that was evidence that a whistleblower, Adam Lovinger, who worked in the Office of Net Assessment, pointed out. Halper got almost $1 million from the Department of Defense.
Whoa.
And he was creating information. And that's, Audrey, why this is so important.
Yeah. I have a quick question here about I know the listeners are probably wondering, why were the Brits targeting General Flynn? I mean, did he have something on them?
Well, they were targeting him because Clapper and Brennan, Clapper being the director of National Intelligence and John Brennan being the director of CIA, knew, since General Flynn had been fired by President Obama, and he was fired because he was seeing inappropriate conduct by the Obama administration, Brennan and Clapper. And so they feared him. And as a national security advisor, this scheme of trying to overthrow a soft coup d'etat, the Trump administration, once they were elected, they knew that General Flynn was an expert on the intelligence community. and he would see through it right away, and he could help steer the president through it. So he was the number one target. They had to frame him. They had to create him problems, which they did, and I have a big problem with the vice president, Pence, because he became a problem.
Yes.
By asking the president to fire General Flynn. And the reason he did that is because Sally Yates, the acting attorney general, who took over from Loretta Lynch, went to him and the White House counsel and said that General Flynn had been negotiating with the Russians prior to the administration taking over, which is legal. He was the new national security advisor, and he wasn't negotiating. Ambassador Kislyak, who was the Russian ambassador, asked him one day to look at the sanctions that the Obama administration had put on them. And all General Flynn, and that's not in this report, but I have it through a very, very good source, said was, we'll discuss that when we come into office, the sanctions.
Hmm.
Well, lo and behold, Jim Clapper, the DNI, he leaks information to the media. And the reason this is important, because the media is complicit in this effort against General Flynn, as well as against the Trump administration. And how we're going to get that squared away is very troubling to me. But for our listeners, they set General Flynn up. Sally Yates goes to the vice president, and the vice president had been asked because, again, Clapper had let CNN know that General Flynn, saying this, making it up, that General Flynn was negotiating with the Russian ambassador before they took office. And unfortunately, the vice president was caught on CNN not knowing that to his knowledge. And first of all, it was false.
Right.
But in any case, they had set up General Flynn. And as we all know, he was fired very shortly after that by the president. Well, for our listeners, you're in office less than 2 weeks. You have, and the FBI investigates you 2 days after, and they say it's not an investigation. They go back and initially report that General Flynn did not lie or anything. Then all of a sudden, you have the president, the vice president, and the chief of staff, Reince Priebus, coming to you and asking for your resignation. Now, if only he had more experience, he would have said, Mr. President, listen to my conversations with Ambassador Kislyak. We all know that any time Kislyak talks in the United States, we have a group of people in the government that are listening to him.
Right.
We know the FBI was listening to him. We know the FBI had the correct answer, but in this particular case, Sally Yates falsified the information, which is exactly why Sidney Powell wants her inner sanctum communications so they can put it forward as evidence. And in any case, General Flynn was fired, and then they went on and created tried to continue and were quite successful in making it look like that General Flynn was a stooge for the Russians, et cetera, et cetera. Now, this is all coming out now, and the reason this is so important, it's coming out through the Flynn case, but it's also going to be coming out in the Horowitz IG report that has gone to the Attorney General Barr and will be released soon. Now, for our listeners, as complex as this is, what that means is you are hearing information now based on Sidney Powell's request to the government that she filed with the court. It was initially sealed and it no longer is. And that's what Audrey and I are talking about. it's becoming very evident that they had put General Flynn into a very difficult box. And they started falsifying information, and they changed the 302s from his original interview 2 days after he'd taken office that Peter Strzok was a member of.
So they
said that he lied.
I'm sorry to interrupt. So they changed those 302s. They altered them.
Although that hasn't come out officially, mm-hmm. we know that's what's going to come out, that they changed those 302s.
Wow. Wow.
And that goes back to Andrew Weissman, who was working for Mueller, and it shows the corrupt nature. This is exposing the corrupt nature, Sidney, Audrey, that Sidney Powell is reaching into and asking the right questions. And this is exposing all those efforts, corrupt, politicized efforts by the intelligence community, led by Jim Clapper, the DNI, Director of National Intelligence, as well as John Brennan and others below him. Sally Yates, who became the acting attorney general, Jim Comey, the FBI director, McCabe, the deputy director. At the very top, they were extremely corrupt. So Sidney is asking for all the documentation that led up to each one of these events, to include that General Flynn was working for the Turkish government, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
So that's why it's so important what's being laid out now, because it's going to be verified. What you and I are talking about, we've talked about in the past, but the soft coup d'etat against the Trump administration is going to become very evident when the Horowitz IG report is released. Now, it's important that our listeners understand this has never happened in the history of the United States where a outgoing administration used the intelligence community to try to defeat the incoming administration. In that case, before it was the incoming administration, the administration and the other party. This is the first time in our history, at least that we know of,
yeah.
and it's now being documented.
Right.
And if it wasn't for the tenacity of President Trump, who rightly said last night in New Mexico and says continuously, we never, ever want to have this happen again to an incoming administration to go through what he has gone through.
Yeah. This is all, you know, of course, this has all happened because the voters had the audacity of putting someone in that wasn't part of the political class, wasn't part of the swamp, correct?
Precisely. So the voters, unbeknownst to them, they had other interests, have undercovered the greatest coup d'etat against an incoming administration in our history.
Unbelievable.
So, as we go through, and there were 40 points, 40 individual, and some of the documents have numerous reference in them. So there's a ton of data that the U.S. government is holding back on. Now, the reason this is important is I believe, and I've said this on your program before, Audrey, that if the president would have released those FISA warrants, which would show that the Russian dossier was the primary reason for the judges to approve those FISA warrants, which allowed them to wiretap, that's an old term, but it means listening or looking at every communication coming out by Carter Page and Papadopoulos. This is such a magnitude in our history that Comey, who got fired, McCabe, who got fired, all the other people, some of them that are still in government, but Yates, Sally Yates,
yeah.
all these people have to go before a grand jury. And it's extremely important, I believe, this case, led by Sidney Powell, who General Flynn got and admitted to lying, which he really didn't, but they were busting him financially, and they were going after his son, so he had to agree to something. And that's what Mueller used in the early stages of showing, look how corrupt the administration was, and it was all based on false information.
Yeah. And the Mueller, of course, I want to make it clear to the listeners that before the Mueller investigation ever began, the Obama administration knew Steele was a fraud and untrustworthy, correct?
Correct. And the British government said that. But they even knew it before that letter from the British government.
Why do you believe it's imperative that the U.S. spies be outed just as the British spies were?
Well, first of all, by doing this corrupt thing, all their names now have appeared in print. Miss Wood, all of them, they're now in the public print. They don't say, for instance, like Professor Christopher Andrew, connected with MI5, Halper, Stephen Halper, Svetlana Lokovia, Richard Dearlove. All these people's names are in the public print now. And so to say that they are agents, it's obvious they were agents. It's just that the government, when they hire agents, they want to protect them.
Right.
It's different when the government comes out and when the report, the IG's report comes out, Audrey, those names are going to be blacked out, okay?
Right.
But we know who they are because they're, for instance, they're in front of documents like this. They're a part of the Mueller report. There are a whole host of things that their names have been mentioned, but the U.S. government, the British government, do not want to admit that they were spies. Now, the Russians know they were spies. The whole world knows they were spies. It's just the protocols in government, I believe, will show that these people were creating intelligence, not searching for it.
Yeah.
They were creating a problem and false answers. So there's so many names that our listeners can't, you and I can't keep up with all the different people involved with this. But it's leaking. Most of the American people clearly know that and understand that what's going on in Capitol Hill with, for instance, Cory Lewandowski's testimony in front of the House is all a charade. The House is going for impeachment just so they can cover up this huge failing of the party and the mainstream media who was complicit. They were absolutely complicit in carrying out this soft coup d'etat and saying that the Trump administration was in collusion. Right. We know that. The average American knows it. But look at the Democratic Party, still talking about impeachment. And yet with all this other information coming out and what you and I are talking about today, it's obvious they're trying to cover up, because even those members of Congress, even those chairmen, in the Intel Committee, in the Judiciary Committee, for the Democrats, they are complicit in this soft coup d'etat. Now, how you prove that and then how you take action on them is going to be very difficult. But clearly, to get Comey, McCabe, Sally Yates, all those people, to Susan Rice, all those, James Clapper, John Brennan, all those people must appear before a grand jury and say when they came up with this construct, this politicization, what information did they use to do it? How were there, did they justify those FISA warrants? Because they swore that they were truthful in those documents and all the information they knew. Right. So that's a legal violation.
Right.
All the people I just named should go to jail. Now, the question is,
will they?
What happened?
Yeah. Will there be indictments? We'll see if Barr is going to follow through. And this is critical, of course, for the American people, because we can't have a two-tier justice system. It has to be the same for everyone. Tom, very important question. Where can the listeners follow and support your excellent work and the work of CCNS?
Well, there's a Citizens Commission on National Security webpage that I will take this this program, and I put it on their webpage. I'm not in social media. It overwhelms me. But that's the best place to get articles I write and radio shows that I participate in, Audrey, and Citizens Commission on National Security .org.
Excellent. And as always, I'll have those links in my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the On Air button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links that the general just shared. Thanks so much, Tom, for sharing your brilliant assessments with us. Will you join us again on the show? Yes?
Absolutely. You know that.
Awesome. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.